Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, my goodness. Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me? Y'all remember me?
Hey, everybody, it's JV, your host on the JV Sports Show. Thanks again for tuning in to the podcast here as we get down to the Week 10 recap and the Week 11 preview. This is actually my week to do the Week 11 preview and recap, so there's that, bringing you fresh content. We've only got a few more weeks left of the regular season, and it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Teams needing to make moves, make transactions that are going to get them into the playoffs, needing to make wins to secure them a spot for only six teams. That's right, six teams, the three top teams from the three divisions, and then the three wild card. And I forget the playoff tiebreakers. I think it's when it's the records tied, I think it comes down to head-to-head. And then after that, I think it's points, total points, something like that. Anyway, we've still got some games ahead. So the playoff race, at least from the wild card spot, I think is going to be pretty tight. There are, I think in my division, actually, Perm and Jeremy are both 7-3. So that's going to be interesting. Also, Linda is 7-3, Moyne 7-3. So we got some teams that, you know, if some of these other teams, like myself, if we don't start winning some games, we're going to be sitting on the sideline watching the playoffs go by, even at like 7-6. So, you know, if you win out, you may not necessarily get into the playoffs. But man, what a fight on the Thursday night game between the Browns and the Steelers. Even Ndamukong Suh thought Myles Garrett was out of line. That was just crazy. I mean I've seen people swing helmets, and you know, sometimes the host Troy Aikman said, I think he'd never seen anything like, you know, sometimes you in the recency of events that go on, you don't think back at that time, and so what you're seeing, you're like, wow, this is crazy. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I think I agree with him. I don't remember a game where I've seen people swing helmets but never connect. But the fact that you had Mason Rudolph, who was coming back from a huge concussion after getting clocked under the chin, to have his helmet ripped off and then him beaten on the head with it, that was crazy. And maybe there's a case to be made that... Sean Caleb pointed out, maybe there's a case to be made that Garrett was just trying to put the helmet back on his head because he hit him with the bottom of it and not the crown. Anyway, sorry, all jokes aside, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that in football. It's just bad, bad for business all around. And who knows, maybe Garrett gets suspended indefinitely. I think some people are saying he should be suspended indefinitely. But at least for the season and the playoffs, if the Browns happen to make the playoffs. But it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And, you know, and it's crazy to think that, you know, he could have killed Mason Rudolph, you know. And thankfully he kind of, you know, he didn't bring it. It looked like he didn't bring it with the full force on, you know, in terms of getting it square onto his head. It kind of, it was like on the side of the bottom of the helmet, it looked like. But anyway, why don't we get to the Week 10 recap, shall we? Linda versus me. Well, I was going to start Mahomes. This is a true story. I was going to start Mahomes on Sunday morning. I was looking at what the experts were saying, doing some research, and I got like sidetracked, forgot to switch him out. I come back later Sunday to check on the scores, and I was just sick. I don't get sick, but I was sick about that. And I just totally forgot to start him. And it cost me the game. It cost me the game because I think Mahomes ended up with like 35 points and Rodgers had, I think, 14. So, you know, not starting Mahomes, that has made all the difference, as to quote Robert Frost, who himself was an avid fantasy football player once. Unfortunately, not starting it cost me the game, as Metcalf just couldn't help me at all on Monday night. Cadman Sr. versus Perm. So Perm ran away with this one, riding high off Lamar, who's just balling out, and Melvin Gordon. Papa Cadman benefited from his beloved Niners D, and Holmes' return helped Kels get 20 points. But Rivers looked on tilt going against that Raiders D. That Raiders D just ate him up. Jeremy had the low for the week. Oh, I'm sorry. No, sorry. I got ahead of myself. Jeremy versus Caleb. So call Caleb the giant killer. He bested, that's a good word, bested. He bested the top one or two team. I'm not sure where Jeremy was at in the rankings at that point. One or two, I think. And bested him handedly. Jeremy had the low for the week of 74 points, which I think was probably the first for his team the whole season. So a moral victory for Caleb, as I don't think Caleb is going to make the playoffs. But he could be, you know, like... I don't know, who are some of those giant killers, those playoff killers, like the Bills or the Dolphins down the stretch who beat these the better teams? I don't have any examples. Let's move on. BPAC versus Nima. I mean, this was a blowout of the utmost proportions. I'm not sure if BPAC had the high for the season, but he threw down for over 100-plus point victory over his good friend. And with friends like that, am I right? AJ versus Jason. AJ failed to break 100 points this week as he fell to Jason's 139 points. Breeze was more like a whisper, and Kamara was more like inaction. Ba-dum-bum-bum. The only one from his team that produced was Stupid Cooper. And McCaffrey once again delivered for Jason as his top performer. Sam versus Moyne. Moyne fell this week to Sam with not a lot of help from Gurley or Juju. The Ravens D came through with 26 points over the Bungles. Sam was able to seize victory with Jones running for 27 points and 24 points from the Steel Curtain.
Oh, come on, guys. It's so simple. Maybe you need a refresher course. Hey, it's all ball bearings nowadays.
All right, let's get to the Week 11 preview, shall we? Sam versus me. I'm under the gun to win out if I want to keep my playoff hopes alive, at least alive, in a slim chance, I think. So I have to pick myself, right? I mean, I got Mahomes in. How could I possibly lose? AJ versus Perm. Perm should win this week as he's the better team. I think Breeze and Kamara will bounce back for AJ, but it just may not be enough for him to withstand Lamar, Julio, and Gordon. Cadman Sr. versus Caleb. I'm going to go with Caleb on this one. I like Carr going against a bad Cincy team and Cook versus Denver. Cadman Sr. will certainly get points from the Niners, I think, going against mediocre Zona team, and Kels with going against the Chargers. But his team will probably suffer at the running back position. Nima versus Moyne. Moyne should win this one. His lineup looks pretty strong, but I think it's going to be closer than expected as Nima looks to bounce back with a pretty good lineup, but I just don't see Moyne losing three in a row. Glinda versus BPAC. What a matchup. Husband and wife go at it. I believe originally in ancient times, back in the Mesozoic era. I think the vows included the phrase in sickness and in health through fantasy football matchups till death do us part. So I think that was the Mesozoic era from the Athenians. I think BPAC is actually going to win this one from top to bottom. His team looks pretty good, and they look like they could have a big week, huge week. Jeremy versus Jason. This may prove a difficult matchup for Jeremy. It's quite possible he could go to 7-4 this week since Wilson and Saquon are on the bye. Cup was dealing with a stomach bug, I guess, during practice, but it seems reports say to have passed. So Jeremy's going to start Ballage at running back, whose numbers are lower than Terminator Dark Fate. Jason can eke this one out if I think McCaffrey continues to go off in the Raiders D. Looks like they could be strong against the Bungles in Oaktown.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Well, folks, that's it for me this week. Thanks again for tuning in and listening. And we'll see how this week goes. I'm not sure. I think the trade deadline passed. It may have passed already, but it doesn't look like we're making too many more trades. People are solidifying their lineups a little better. So make those pickups and that are going to get you those wins. And hopefully you'll get a win this week, except for whoever's playing me. Anyway, I'm JV. It's been the JV Sports Show. And remember, I'll see you at the game.
You got an all-out prize fight? You wait till the fight's over, one guy's left standing, and that's how you know who won.